From jazz and blues to punk rock metal, and everything else in between, Strathcona's Hastings Mill Brewing Company has been a longtime supporter of local live music. In addition to the production of their popular premium microbrews, ranging from the signature Pat's Classic Lager to rotating seasons like the Griswold Winter Ale, the East Vancouver Brewery is known for hosting live music events and helping to amplify the careers of many local musicians. From establishing one of the city's first jazz clubs to weekly genre nights, here's a look back into the award-winning microbrewery's contributions to Vancouver's live music scene. Vancouver's Jazz Club. Established in 1914, the Patricia Cafe, known today as Pat's Pub, located in the Patricia Hotel, was one of Vancouver's jazz hotspots at the time. Some of the jazz musicians who played at Pat's at the time were influential in the transition between ragtime and jazz piano styles. The most notable of these musicians is Ferdinand "Jelly Roll" Morton, who made Vancouver his home from 1919 to 1921 and occupied a room at the Patricia Hotel. Other musicians and entertainers who have performed in the Patricia Cafe include Aruther Daniels, Oscar Holden, Ada, Bricktop, Smith, Leo Bailey, Ralph Love, Billy Hoy, and Lillian Rose. Pat's Pub at the Patricia Hotel in East Vancouver. Photo via Hastings Mill Brewing Company. The 2000s. In the early 00s, it was not uncommon for the Eastside Beer Parlor to see a lineup of regulars waiting for the doors to open at 9 a.m. every day. At the time, Pat's Pub's bar staff consisted of local musicians and performers, and this group was the driving force in booking the stage with the bands they knew in order to fill the room with live music fans in the evenings. A double-feature indie rock show featuring The Battles and Destroyer was the pub's first sold-out show. From then on, regular shows were set with well-known local bands such as The Organ and Black Mountain. Over the past decade, Pat's Pub's events calendar consisted of rockabilly shows, hot rod shows, and the monthly Grease and Grind, along with a variety of special events, touring acts, and local performers, including the likes of Anvil and Alejandro Escovedo. Jazz at the Pat. In a callback to the establishment's origins, the Jazz at the Pat series was born in tribute to its history as the oldest jazz bar in Vancouver. Saturday afternoons at Pat's Pub quickly became the city's premier jazz showcase. Bookings featured not only the best established and emerging performers from the Vancouver area, but also those that were recognized and respected nationally and internationally. There were regular appearances from Hugh Fraser and Bob Murphy, as well as numerous big band performances, on the schedule. Today, in 2016, Pat's Pub was rebranded as Hastings Mill Brewing Company and the microbrewery was expanded multiple times up until 2020. During this time period, Hastings Mill played host to Vancouver's local music scene, with the Jazz at the Pat sessions on Saturday afternoons and indie rock, pop shows on Friday and Saturday nights. Hastings Mill Brewing Company will be relocating and expanding yet again, and will re-establish its place among the city's top venues for live music performances, comedy shows, and more. For updates, head to hastingsmillbrewing.com and follow at Hastings Mill Brewing Co.